叫五个饼两条叫五
千。It is near a mountain near the coast.
所以那个是在伯赛大的地方。
And that is where Bethesda is.
等到最后一次主耶稣带门徒们到黑门山以前，他先到了伯赛大。
And so the last occasion when before Jesus brought the disciples to Mount Hermon, they were also at Bethesda.
那么然后呢，在那里就医治了瞎子。
And at that time, a blind man was healed.
这个瞎子起头看见人像树一样，后来才真的看得像人。
We know that this blind man, when at first he saw the tree, when his sight was open, he saw that the moving man is just like trees, and later on that his sight was restored.
所以这个是伯赛大的故事。
And so these are the stories of Bethesda.
但是现在呢，如果你到大概是九点钟的地方，九点钟的地方。
And so now we move back to the 9 o'clock, position of the 9 o'clock.
那个城，那个地方，那个城叫做摩达拉城。
That is called the Magdala. The place is called Magdala.
所以大概主耶稣在那里遇见摩达拉。
And that is where, our Lord has bought, Mary of Magdala.
那么附近有一个，附近呢有一个，怎么讲？附近有一个，这个路，马路，这个国道叫做，叫做沿海大道 ，Via Maris.
The Maris, that is the Broadway, where they travel.
Via Maris, the Maris. 国道就是古道，罗马的大道，罗马的大道。
That is the highway of the Romans.
所以那是沿海的。
And it is located along the coast.
所以如果你沿着那个，就可以一直，然后经过一个山谷，然后就可以到了这个拿撒勒。
And then if you go through the you go through the roads and the mountains that you will be able to reach Nazareth.
那么就在那个走沿着沿海大道往拿撒勒那个方向走没有多远的地方有一座山。
And so as you travel southwards, as you move towards Nazareth,
你远远看这个山有两个角。
And they were two-pointed the horns.
然后两个角中间有一块平地。
Between these two horns, there's a great lane.
所以很可能就是主耶稣在那里啊，在那里这个教训门徒，就山上的教训在那里的。
And perhaps the Sermon on the Mount took place at that.
原因是这样子的，就是那前一天晚上主耶稣在山上祷告一个晚上，然后就呼召了十二个门徒。
We know that it was at the mountain that the Lord prayed throughout the night, and later on he called the 12 disciples.
然后他就下到山来。
And when he came out from the mountain,
但是从那个高的、小的、高的山到了。这个大的山
，and from the small hill he come to the big mountain，
所以他就教训门徒
，and that was where he has the sermon that was the sermon on the mount，
所以这个叫做山上的教训 ，and the sermon on the mount，and
that is why we often refer to the sermons of the mount。
但如果你读路加福音的话
，but if you were to read God John
这个马太五六七这个教训在平地讲的
，but in Matthew 5, 6, 7 refers that as if the teachings was on the plain.
这是路加福音第六章告诉我们。
And this is what Luke told us in Luke chapter 9, 6.
所以这是为什么我们要读四福音比较。
And so we need to compare the four gospels.
同样的一篇信息。
The same message.
同样的八福。
It's the same beatitudes.
在同样一个地方讲的。
It's the same place, same venue.
但一面说是山上的教训。
But one hand is talk about teaching on the mount.
一面说在平地讲的。
On the one hand, the teachings was on the plain.
弟兄姊妹，两个都对
，both were right，
因为只有这么一座山
，there was only this mountain，
山中有山
，that we know there are mountains within mountains。
结果主耶稣祷告了一个晚上
，and the Lord Jesus prayed throughout the night。
他下山以后就碰见许多人门徒，他就开始教训他。
And so as he came down from the mountain, saw many disciples begin to teach them。
这当然山上的教训
，of course this refers to the teaching of the mountain。
但是他教训的是在山里面的平地
，but the teaching transpired at the plain。
原来那座山也是火山。
That we know that this mountain was also a volcanic mountain.
这个平地的地方刚好是火山口。
And we know that the plain, the plain is actually the mouth of the volcano.
那么我们去过那个地方，你就觉得，因为是这样的一个环境，所以又是一个 amphitheater， 又是一个露天的这个罗马的剧场。
And so similarly, as you look at it, it is something the same thing as if it's a Roman theater.
所以在那里你根本不要大声，你稍微一讲，声音就从那很远很远的。
And so you do not have to raise your voice, the sound will be able to travel clearly long distance.
所以这个就是这个大概是主耶稣这个山上教训的时候他所讲到所释放信息的那一座山。
And so this is the place very likely to be the place of the Sermon of the Mount.
那么就在附近。
Nearby?
就是离开那个山不远靠近湖边我们知道有一个悬崖。
We know that near that towards the south, there is a place, there's a cliff.
那么这个悬崖上面有很多的洞，他们叫鸽子洞。
That we know that it's this cliff that there are many caves refer to the pigeons tree caves.
那个时候有很多人爱国，他们不喜欢罗马。
That you know that there are many patriots, but they hate the Romans.
他们觉得我们如果要神帮助我们，我们要自己帮助我们。
He says that in order we want to help, we need to help one another.
所以他们组织的暗杀党叫做愤锐党。
And so, they organize themselves. They call themselves the Zealots.
他们专门杀害这个罗马的这个罗马的官罗马的 high official 罗马的这个官兵。
And so they target to kill and to destroy the high officials of the Romans.
所以他们所在那个 cliff 所在那个悬崖就离开提比利亚不远，就离开 capital 不远的地方。
And so they live in this mountain cave and they were not far away from Tiberias.
那么他们呢就住在那个里面
，and so they dwell in this cave.
所以他们像泰山一样用那个绳子甩来甩去，最后就把他自己甩到洞里面去了。
And so they are like dozens. Oh, and then they move themselves and swing themselves into their dwelling place.
那么这些人呢，就是所谓愤锐党。
And so this group of inhabitants are referred to as Zealots.
这就是恐怖分子。
And they are the terrorists.
而主耶稣十二个门徒里面有一个叫做愤锐党的西门。
And so that you know that amongst the 12 disciples, there is one Simon is referred to the Zealot.
他们要用武力要推翻罗马帝国。
They are going to use the force to overthrow the Romans Empire.
他们所在的地方刚好是八点钟到九点钟那个地方。
And their dwelling place, if you look at the clock, is where between the 8 and 9 o'clock.
他们躲在山崖上面。
And so they live in the cliffs.
他们看见有商队从下面过去。
That we see that they have any convoys that move along.
就抢他们，然后他们就有钱了。
And so that they will rob them, they will become wealthy.
他们可以继续对抗罗马。
And so they will have resources to continue to resist the Romans.
主耶稣讲山上的教训就在离这个山崖不远的地方。
And so the Sermon of the Mount was not very far from this cliff.
尤其我们知道说这个。这个在内地中海，在加利利海附近的风都是西风。
That we know the winds that come from the Sea of Galilee are come from the west.
所以当主耶稣讲到你们要爱你们仇敌的时候
，When Lord Jesus mentioned you need to love your enemy，
你知道这个如果方向是对的话，那些在躲在洞里面的愤锐党的人，他们都听见了。
And so, if this is correctly, then you know that these sound waves will be able to send to those zealots that live in this place.
所以你看见主耶稣选那个山上教训的地方，都是刚刚好是他是对准了这些人。
And so, when the Lord did his teaching, that he has actually faced the correct direction when he addressed this multitude.
结果主要得着这些人。
Because the Lord wants to win them over.
他让马太跟愤锐党的西门能够彼此相交。
He used that, he has used Matthew and even Simon the Zealot. They were able to wash their individual feet.
其实愤锐党的西门所要杀的就是像马太这样的人。
You know that, Simon the Zealot, that his target was just like Matthew.
马太是没有国家民族观念。
Because Matthew have no sense of any patriotism.
他吸自己同胞的血。
Because that he has drew blood from his own people.
所以你看见现在主耶稣如果呼召马太，刚好把马太送到愤锐党的门。
That we know that now Jesus had called Matthew. In fact, it is just like offering the lamb into the mouth of the lion.
但是主在山上的教训说，你们要完全像天父的完全一样。
But on the Sermon of the Mount that you have to be perfect as the Heavenly Father.
你要爱你们的仇敌。
You need to love your enemy.
为他们祷告。
That you need to pray for them.
那弟兄姊妹，这个就刚好是就在这个加利利海，我们说大概是八点钟到九点钟那个方向的山上，主耶稣所给的教。
And so it's very near to Tiberias. That is where the clock, where the between the 8 and 9 o'clock.
那五个饼两条鱼也是在山上。
And so five loaves and two fish also the same mountain.
那是靠近伯特，靠近伯塞大附近。
And that took place in near Bethesda.
那是一点钟的地方。
And that is where the location of the.
现在山上的教训呢，应该是八点钟到九点钟的地方。
And so the Sermon of the Mount will be between 8 and 9 o'clock.
那么然后三点钟的地方我们说过。
And the
三点钟的地方。
3 o'clock.
三点钟那个地方。
3 o'clock.
那么就所谓的葛拉森了。
Galatians,
你知道格拉森就是这个两千条猪被赶被赶鬼赶到。
And that was the place you know that and the 2,000 swine were driven round from the cliff.
那个就是圣经所说的格拉森。
And that is what the Bible refers to.
那么这个也是很重要的地方。
And this is also a very important place.
我们说过，在整个的湖只有这么个地方，只有这一个地方，你可以看见那个很自然的。唯一的地方是有可能两千条猪滚下来的。
This is the only place you would observe the whole geographical view. That's the only place that where the 2,000 swine are driven into the water.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
不光这样。
Not only that.
事实上，除了这个之外，我们知道就在那个附近，你还能捡到那些火石 ，flintstone。
And that place you will be able to gather this volcanic stones that referred to as the flintstones.
所以这个呢，应该就是加利利这个应该就是整个加利利海大概的情形。
And this is the roughly the idea of places that are around the Sea of Galilee.
好了，我们讲了这些地方以后，我想我们给大家看一下那个看一下投影片，好吗
？Shall we have scene one?
那么在投影片里面啊，我们有好几我们先看那个 general， 然后
Let's look at the general the first general diagram。
那么我们先把这个给弟兄姊妹有个印象
，so that we have a rough idea。If you want to know how a flintstone looks like later on, you can come forward. It's from Brother Yaqui. I think he must have smuggled out.
好。好，下面一个。那么这个是以色列跟法国的比较。
This is a comparison between the land of Israel and the land of France.
我们知道法国有这么大，以色列就有这么大。
This is only the small area occupied Israel.
然后我们看下面一张。那这个是和美国比较。
That is to compare the land of the USA.
那么这个是以色列。
And you can see how small Israel is.
好，我们再看下面一个。那么我们知道啊，这是从前很古老的一张的地图。
This is a very old map.
那么这张地图呢，是以耶路撒冷做中心的，耶路撒冷做中心。
And we know that the center is the where Jerusalem is.
那这是亚洲。
And that is the Asian continent.
这是欧洲。
And that is Europe.
这是非洲。
That is the African continent.
那一点没有错，整个的耶路撒冷根本就在这三大洲，以色列刚好在这三大洲中。
And so actually, Israel occupies between the three continents.
所以就大小来讲，赶不上法国，赶不上美国。
For the land size, they cannot compare to any of either France or U.S.
但是就这属灵的重要性来讲，它的确跨亚非欧三洲。
According to the spiritual explanation, that is actually overlap the three great continents.
好，我们再看下面一个。那么这个就是以色列的地形了。
This is the geographical landscape of Israel.
那么，你看哈，这个是耶路撒冷。
This is Jerusalem.
是这一带最高的地方。
The highest point.
那么这个死海是最低的地方。
And the Dead Sea is the lowest end.
所以这个大概是在海平面底下400公尺。
This is located 400 meters.
那么我们知道这个应该是所以我们知道说死海呢乃是全世界最低的地方，而当那个附近最高的地方乃是耶路撒冷。
No, as we compare, Dead Sea is the lowest
at the sea level, and Jerusalem, this one is the highest.
好，我们看下面一个，在下面。